Tonight's podcast is brought to you by MacWeldon.com clothing website and DrinkKickapoo.com, a drink website.
Drinking website.
And will it blend blending website.
Sorry, kick.
And now for the show. Sean, do a cool transition here.
Badass transition coming in.
Do you do like ghost two, flames?
One. Ghost flames. Ooh. Hey everybody, welcome Mega 64 Podcast.
No, fuck you. Don't put that in my drink.
No, that was a display we had.
Fuck you. Shit. Got Norman Reedus head in my goddamn juice.
So what? It'll keep it safe from undead.
Yeah, you won't die.
I wanted to do a tribute to America, and now I don't know. Is it, can we still? Ooh.
Is America still a thing?
I feel like the negativity. I didn't want to start this with negativity.
Sorry, I'll fix it.
He's
sorry. I want my drink
reboot.
Fucked with.
Oh, whoa. Don't swear on this day.
Sorry.
You know what?
You have children.
We'll remove all this. 3, 2. Welcome to a tribute to America. Close up, please.
They can't tell it's a flat.
Can they see it?
Now you can see it.
Make sure you get the close.
I just want to go on record and say this fidget spinner's fucking stupid. Fucking American flag fidget spinner's fucking dumb.
It's kind of.
My camo one?
Hold on. I got a camo. Stars. Don't film his. Film mine. Stars.
Don't film anybody's.
Stripes. Now get the audio.
Thank you.
Good job, Eric.
Mute that. Eric, mute that. Because I want to hear the audio. Can you hear that?
Is that ABEC 3 bearing?
You know what I think happened?
What kind of bearing you got?
What happened?
Now get my shirt too.
This guy saw Fidge God, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a personal channel up for the first time in years.
It was great.
Dude, you're back. You.
Are you saying that like.
See you next year, Derek.
Yeah, your sphere of influence. Your sphere of influence is extended over to Rocco, and that's why he's all about fidget spinners now.
No, it's just like whenever I have a good idea. You know, this guy takes it and makes it his own. Which, you know, it's cool.
I just wanted to say. I mean, we started the podcast, and all I just wanted to tell you is how much your video inspired me, and I liked it. And honestly, I thought your moves were really good, and I thought it was really fun, and I just wanted to get in on that. And I'm sorry.
Wow, dude. It's cultural appropriation at its finest.
Oh shit,
dude, Rocco, get your shit together
and quit. I can just hear this fucking bearing going behind my ear the whole time.
I think fidget spinners are racist.
Wow.
Where'd they come from?
I think they are.
Did they originate where?
I heard the story of a guy who had a patent on these.
Yeah.
And tried to sell them to toy companies, and no one bought them.
Was he a white guy?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. Every toy company.
Probably like a fucking Filipino dude or something.
Every toy company waited for the patent to expire, and then they made their own. And this guy had made no money from this.
Brian looks so fucking angry right now.
Dude, that's bullshit. Pogs got ripped off from Hawaiians.
Right, because they have Pog juice and at the top of those. Yeah.
And what was left for the Hawaiians?
Nothing.
Scrap.
Nothing.
Shitty scene.
Yeah. Fucking sugar. Fucking fried spam.
Who got fucked on the fidget deal?
Loser Island.
Ah, some poor sucker.
Hawaii should be renamed Loser Island.
Yuck.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Theme song. I cook good, but he cook way better.
Picasso, you know it's Sucasso. Big cat, we used to call El Gato. Now Guwap, they call me El Chapo. I used to trap out all the bandos.
Abandoned homes with boarded window. If you could tattoo ghost flames to any part of your body, where would you put it and why?
What are ghost flames?
Yeah. Well, I have an answer.
Exactly question. Garrett, go ahead.
I'll
explain what ghost flames are.
I kind of want Garrett to answer, and then you can explain.
He already knows what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, like, blue, like, wispy flames.
Yes, blue or white flames.
Yeah, but I would want to go.
Most people put them on the side of their car to make it look like their car is going so fast it has died and is gone. It is like gone to hell and collected the hellfires and has come back with the hellfires still attached.
Shadow fire. Huh. I would want like black light band of ghost flames.
Like the guy.
So it'd really be It'd really be ghostly when I went into like the nightclub.
The Haunted Mansion.
I'd go too. In Haunted Mansion same line, like that. And then I'd have like big fucking ghost flame band.
That's cool.
I think I'd probably start working on motorcycles.
On the arm. Anybody else?
I still don't feel like I understand.
I would probably ghost flame my hairline.
Halo.
That way I could shave my head and it looks like I still have hair like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
But it's ghost flames. And then if I'm ever tired of it, I just grow my hair.
Nice.
Smart.
I would honestly ghost flame each nipple. And then, you know, I do this trick. It'd be like a party trick, kids party trick, what have you, where I rub them so fast it looks like they're on fire. And it would just freak everybody out.
Yeah, cool trick, cool.
Yeah, like everybody's like, oh my God, that guy's on fire.
Only his nipples.
That's hot.
It is hot.
He's on fire.
Mm.
It's like that game.
Anybody
like...
else? A lot of body parts unclaimed.
Yeah.
Sean?
Sean, I want Sean to
no one's gone for the obvious.
It'd be a waistline all the way around.
Like a belt.
Ghostland belt.
Because then you could hide it if you were like business casual.
But if I wanted to, everyone know I'm a fucking freak.
Party time.
You'd
be a freak.
Show off my flames.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Put them on your nuts. Be like, I got fireballs.
Is that where you would put it?
That's
there?
Rocco's answer.
Yeah.
Fireball.
Right. Fire.
Ryan,
you could teabag someone and yell.
Goodness gracious.
The Jesus. Dick is still left.
Yeah, I guess I'm left. I'll take the dick.
Yeah. Just where cock ring like around the base.
No, like in the middle where it shrinks, so that way when I get hard, it's like the fire rises.
Then you yell flame on.
And you can go the fire rises.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would be cool. Say that when you do that too.
You could go up to somebody. I'm not going to say who. Somebody you're assuming wants to see your penis, and you go, you want to see something hot?
Oh, flame on. That's when you say that.
You ever seen a hot sausage?
I don't think anyone's ever wanted to see a penis.
Italian sausage
isn't. Dude, don't be so down on yourself. Well, how bad has your life been that you make that
My life's great.
You get that on camera?
Penises are fucking weird.
No way, dude.
Check the tape.
Sean's never thought anybody wanted to see his penis.
How'd these kids come about?
What the hell? No, I... You don't need to see it.
Doing
the dark.
What are you talking about? Are you sneaking up on somebody?
No. They just do it with
They don't see the penis?
Sean Cosby.
Don't say that.
Bill Chatfield.
But if you see my dick, I would
this guy made four kids and his wife never even saw the penis.
She never even saw it. Oh, my wife. Saw it coming.
She's seen it.
She just
didn't want it. No. All right.
My theory is probably not.
Sorry, I know you don't
want to. She has never said that to me, but I just assume that she wouldn't. You know, probably didn't want
to
see that.
Why would she lie to you? You have trust issues now.
No. Okay, I'm just saying that penises are gross.
Listen,
I
haven't seen your penis.
It's nice.
I've seen your balls, though.
You see my balls.
And judging, you know, if the siding outside the interior...
I saw his balls when they were like jet black.
Like, if you got a nice paint job and an exterior roof of the house is like all new, you got solar system and a Benz parked outside, the interior is probably nice too. So
I want to go on the record and I've been complimented on my penis. I've been told it looks wonderful.
Nice. Mm.
So I don't know what this guy's talking about, that they don't look good. That is not
true. Have you guys ever,
I've heard the same thing. I don't have like that whole like veiny situation. I don't play that game.
Oh, heavy vein.
I don't play that game. No. Mine's like smooth.
You know, but there are like times you've seen like this on like, I don't know what the fuck.
What you're talking about?
No. Where you would have like a, they show like awful conversations, like they post them on, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like a guy sees a picture of his dick and it's like, no girl like is like, oh yeah.
Not true.
I don't think that would happen. That's never happened.
Until you try it.
Well, I'll try it. Hey, I'll try it tomorrow. Yeah, how it goes.
Dude, Anthony Weiner, he was out there trying as he might.
Yeah.
And look where it got him.
Look where it fucking got
him. Yeah, he's in the news every day.
I've never sent a dick pic, and girls are actually wondering what's the deal sometimes. They're like, how come you, what are you waiting for?
Only in
person. Did you sell your phone?
Yeah, like what's the holdup? I thought this would happen by now. So again, can't relate.
I've never done it either, but I'm waiting for technology to catch up. I'm waiting for them to get like kind of a wider angle lens
4D
in the camera, and then find maybe the, you know, because otherwise I'm going to need help from someone. And
they haven't developed a macro strong enough.
Or does that mean...
what it means.
I think that
That was a compliment.
Yeah. All my photo friends out there, they know what it means.
Shout micro out, what up? Would be bad. Anyways, we got a podcast.
Cut that out. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, everybody. It's great. We got, this is going to be such a good show. We got an extra panel this week. We have a lot of tech analysts and entertainers and, you know, just the whole, we run the gamut. It's kind of like the Las Vegas Strip in one room. You got every form of entertainment. You got the magician. You got the...
basic cuck.
The basic cuck. Live on live just on like the strip. The
live on camera.
You got Siegfried and Roy.
Which one got mauled?
Doesn't matter.
Roy. Roy.
Ooh. Oh, no.
But you survived.
Nah, you're so fucked up looking.
Because you play rough with your cats.
Exactly.
I just drool uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Has he been seen since the attack? It's been like, you know, a decade now or more, but...
I think so.
I think someone saw him and went...
So not right.
He was seen.
Dude got bit in the face by a tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
You don't fucking hit a tiger in the nose with a microphone over and over
again.
Is
that what he did?
Yeah. The tiger wasn't doing the trick right, and he started going.
Don't hit the mics!
Oh, we got filters.
That's exactly why you don't do it.
Yeah.
And Eric the tiger.
Oh my god!
The tiger.
Careful.
And Donnie and Marie.
What?
Anyway,
that's like Vegas.
But anyway, so it's gonna be a good show. Speaking of entertainment, great entertainment.
Mm. Yeah.
I have a pirate update.
Oh, thank God.
Pirate update.
Yeah.
Last week I had seen rewatched one and two. I talked about three.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was partially.
You didn't get through
my girlfriend's in one of those. Which was Calypso?
That's number three.
Ooh, yeah.
That's three.
Your girlfriend's in it?
Yeah, I got a thing for when she grows giant.
Yeah.
Oh, not your real girlfriend.
No, that's my dream girl.
Oh, okay.
Rizabal. Yeah. So, no.
Tia Dalma.
Anyway.
Yeah. The one that your real girlfriend doesn't know about.
Now that I've rewatched them, I rewatched those.
Did you watch three and four yet?
I did. I'm all caught up. I saw three, rewatched three, never saw four, watched four, and saw five in theaters.
Wow.
Three, you know what's funny? Two was worse than I remembered. Three was not as bad as I remembered.
Right?
You know, it's weird. This is going to sound weird. They're a mess. But it's funny. Now that I'm older, I almost appreciate that two and three don't follow the formula. Like, they're all over the place in a bad way, sure. But I almost appreciate that they're not, like, well-tuned machines. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I see Marvel movies and all these other blockbusters today, they're all, like, pretty safe. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I actually appreciate watching them now. I'm like, I have to give them credit that they don't follow a formula. They're not like, there's actually stuff I couldn't quite predict in them. And I give them credit for that. And I also love the Davy Jones character.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some great pieces, but two and three are still a mess. Four I had never seen. And I saw it in the best possible condition. After 6 years of people telling me what an abomination it was.
Oh, that always
it was not that bad.
Yeah. Very low expectations.
Yeah, so I went into it and it was like, well, that was just like, it was an Indiana Jones movie with a pirate in it. That's what it was. They were looking for the Fountain of Youth. There's no big like battles in it. They completely stripped it down, which I actually thought was a good idea. Because you can't get bigger than... They went so far with the third and whatever that it... You couldn't do anything else. So now this fifth one is kind of a return to trying to make it like the first one in the sense of kind of bigger stakes. It's bigger stakes, but also the critical thing is Jack Sparrow is not the main character.
Which is weird that they made him the main character because he wasn't great in the first for that.
It was Orlando Bloom in the first one.
You have a million people making these movies and it's just, well, yeah, the thing that everyone loves. More. I'm glad that finally caught up to them to not do that. And I thought it was pretty solid.
How's Paul McCartney?
Paul was great.
Was he
gets his own scene.
Wow. Nice.
And it was great.
He deserves it.
It was great. He's actually, you know, Keith Richards was in it. Okay, huh, funny. No, not in this one.
He was in the fourth one.
No, he was in the third one.
Oh, that was the third.
Three and four.
He plays Jack Sparrow's
dad. He was in both.
He was in four?
Yeah.
Where was he?
For a minute in the beginning. And it's like, funny cameo. Okay. Paul is a good actor. Paul is, Jackie boy, you know, I got some people you need to see. You know, he's doing a good job. I wanted him. He should have had a bigger role.
Mm.
And the whole ending, I'm waiting, like, okay, when's he going to swoop in, you know, kill Jack Sparrow or do something
okay.
and get Paul wow. in there and he saves the day and yeah. while he's singing, you know, like A Day in the Life or something.
Or making but, smashed potatoes.
Exactly, because he's on the sea. That the sea salt is really brilliant. Ooh. But anyway, the new one was salt. It was fun. Right. It's still a B movie.
Why does
Javier... I went to see it facetiously, kind of, but had a good time. You know. Yeah.
What? Well, Javier Bardem in the trailer, he's got maggot mouth. It's all black. Yes. It's yeah. oozing.
Bardem.
He does.
Bardem.
What is with you and names?
I love it. It's great. I don't correct it. I just enjoy it. I sit back and enjoy it.
I'm with Sean at this point.
This is the Mega 64 podcast.
Why was Jack Sparrow covered in shit?
Well, and he's young. Find out. Yeah.
Go watch it. He's all money.
Was it shit?
Do I need to see four?
My theory is it was shit. Oh,
do I need to see four to see five? Because I've never seen
four. Here's what's funny about the movie is they do a good job of making it a good standalone pirate movie. Except there are like a handful of things that are like, yeah, you have no idea what that is unless you see all of them. Mm-hmm. It's like, you guys were so close, except for these like three or four details.
Mm. You know, diehards.
Yeah. It's like, everything stands on its own. Then, and he's like, oh, we need the black pearl. It's in this bottle. Why is it shipping them? What? And it's like, man, you guys were so close. I don't really understand the logic of that, but anyway.
Okay.
So well, there's a few things.
I'm not going to see it.
I'm not going to see it either.
No, it's a great movie.
Nah. You trying to review it?
No. I'm just saying that you didn't sell me on it. I'm not going to review it.
I'll probably have to take my girlfriend, so I may end up seeing it.
It was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't believe it.
Come on, see it.
Didn't believe what you said. Yeah.
I don't even want to see Guardians of the Galaxy in the theaters.
Oh, that was a bad movie.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Now I want to see it.
Yeah.
Based on Ryan's review.
I don't know what came over me. I felt this need to see all the Pirates movies in one go.
You became a pirate.
Can I tell you my thought on this?
Thoughts?
Yeah. Legitimately, because Paul McCartney's in the new one.
Oh, yeah. That got me to go.
That made you
that
watch
got him to watch
all of them.
It started a chain reaction because once I saw that, I was like, okay, even if I end up laughing at this, I'll see it. You know, whatever. There ain't shit to see right now, so I'll go. And then that just turned into, I might as well just see them all.
Yeah.
Because I kind of blocked all those from my head and I never saw the fourth one. So
it was that. And whoever decided to get Paul McCartney, fucking, you got this guy. Who else did you get? I'm sure you got more people to watch him too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Good on you.
Does your dad have any interest in going? He's a bigger Beatles fan.
He wanted to know. He was like, was Paul good? Did
Sir Paul live it up?
Is a nomination in order? You know?
You gotta see for yourself.
If he was in it more, maybe.
We laugh, but the first time Johnny Depp was Jack Sparrow, he was nominated for an Academy Award. So
Jack Sparrow is getting too old for that part.
Johnny Depp or Jack Sparrow?
I've reversed that like 10 times in this conversation. He's funny, but he's like, it's starting to be an impression. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, he was goofy in the first one, but he was still cool.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know what I mean? And now it's like, oh man, this guy.
Johnny Depp was cool when that first one was made. And he's not so cool anymore.
I'd like to see him in more serious roles like Brad Pitt started to do.
Oh, well, you're in luck because he's part of the Dark Universe now.
I said serious, like drama,
he's going to be the Invisible Man.
Yeah, so you won't even see him.
In the Dark Universe. Did we talk about the Dark Universe?
No, we didn't yet.
What is that?
Anyone out there, if you're into film, you probably already know about it. The Dark Universe is the new cinematic universe created by Universal for their monsters.
Well, at the same time, it's the old cinematic universe.
Oh,
Universal Monsters. Right. Because they released a Dark Universe trailer, and it was the original Frankenstein, the original Dracula, the original Mummy, the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Invisible Man.
Oh, I didn't hear Lagoon made it. Creature made the cut?
That was the old stuff.
No, they're advertising the old movies as the Dark Universe.
Huh. Oh, like get caught up on your history?
Yes.
Like they're just, they had a bunch of movies and they needed a film franchise universe, so they just pooled them all together and said, there it is.
Don't the fucking Minions make Universal enough money?
No. Because there's not enough.
I was going to say
they have the Minions and Harry Potter. They don't have enough money.
Derek was saying, they put out this trailer that was all these old movies setting up these new ones. But what's hilarious is I heard the same thing from Derek that I've heard from honestly about 10 other people, which was, this just made me want to go watch the old movies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They don't in any good way promote the new Mummy that Tom Cruise
is doing. That movie is going to tank so fucking hard. No one cares.
Girl mummy.
No, they were brave enough to have a girl mummy this time. Yeah.
You better go
they
fucking
have
see it.
Literally, anyone be the mummy. Oh, yeah. No one's going to see it.
There's this interview in the preview, which, by the way, let me just say that, too. Every preview I've seen for this new mummy movie, and it was before Pirates, and when I saw Alien 2, every preview has been not a straight trailer, but like a behind the scenes, like, you know, Tom just talks to us about what kind of mummy movie he wants to make.
I just want to make that self-important movie. Tom Cruise dick sucks.
Yes. The one I saw was Tom Cruise sitting in a couch like yours, looking into the camera and like begging you to come see his movie.
Yes.
And I saw the one where
I don't
he's
like those in the fucking
theater, we were brave enough to actually have a female mummy. And you know what? You've never seen a female be a mummy like this before. This is so fucking brave.
She looks like the chicken Suicide Squad.
It's like, yeah, but your main character is still your fucking old ass.
Yeah, doesn't he say anything? It's about time.
It's about time.
But seriously, in that shot, they put out a press photo of the Dark Universe. Javier Bardem as Frankenstein's monster. Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man. Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll. Which, by the way, in that same preview, they go, oh, here's Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll. We're not going to say what happens with him, but let's just say sometimes it takes a monster to know a monster. Do you not know
what happens to Dr. Jekyll?
I mean,
what's going to happen to Dr. Jekyll?
What do you think?
I'm starting to get worried about Dr. Jekyll.
Spoilers, guys.
Podcast question of the week.
We're not waving up the spoilers.
Okay. Dark Universe spoilers.
Podcast question of the week. Anyone out there have theories on what Dr. Jekyll might do?
I started reading the book in middle school and I got like about a quarter of the way through.
He had a laboratory.
It just seemed like Dr. Jekyll was trying to figure out like what was happening in the city at night. Going bad, right?
He was about to take like a drink of something he made. And then I stopped reading.
I thought he was just making like moonshine.
Did he
get drunk?
Rocco. I was going to say the funny part about that whole, there's finally a female mummy. There was a female mummy in the second. The Mummy Returns had a female mummy.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to pretend those don't exist.
Eventually, there was also a Scorpion King, but whatever.
That's not in the Dark Universe.
Dwayne Johnson,
But anyway, so they put out this shot. What I was going to get to is they had this whole shot of all these characters. And again, she's the mummy, this female actress. She's over on the side. And Tom Cruise is dead center. The guy who investigates the mummy.
Yeah, the investigator. Like,
so it's about, no one. It's about time. Get her over there.
He's talking about this movie's so progressive. Ugh. But then it's just him with a really young, hot, young female co-star. That's every movie fucking ever.
Isn't that like the last five movies he's been in too?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. All the Jack Reacher movies.
Should have been the mummy.
Dude.
He should have been
the mummy. And that was a fucking interesting.
Is that not how this movie's going to end?
No.
He must become, I don't know. You got a whole cult behind you. You think you got some pull.
He'll become some other person from a Universal movie.
Eric, no one's going to know because no one's going to fucking see this movie. So we'll never know. We'll never have any answer.
I'm going to see this movie.
We're just at the tip of the Dark Universe and we're never going to explore it.
Hey, you know, Universal Studios, they always throw Beetlejuice into their Universal Monsters category.
Ooh, Dark
Universe. They're not doing this with the Dark Universe. Like, he didn't make the cut, did he?
Maybe.
Takes a monster to know.
Because, like, around...
Wait.
Maybe. Spoiler.
What if at the end of The Mummy, Tom Cruise dies and then goes to hell and he's Beetlejuice?
The way it would fucking work these days, they would say Beetlejuice time in the fucking Mummy, and then they'd say Beetlejuice one time in Dr. Jekyll movie.
You're right.
And then at the fucking, they say Beetle, and it fucking cuts at the end of the third movie. And in the fourth movie, they don't mention it at all. It's a fucking flashback. Foxies. And then in the fifth movie, they say Juice and he shows up. Hey, he's ready to rock and roll.
But that's, you're talking about the Beetlejuice universe. The Beetlejuice universe.
The
Juiceverse?
No, he had it right.
The Beetlejuiceverse.
That's what he said.
Somebody tried to talk to me about the show The Leftovers the other day.
Fucking dummy.
And said, what if this ends up being connected to Lost and it's like in the Leftover universe? And I said, why would you not call it The Leftovers? You had to have one letter. That's it. So I showed them that.
Good. Rocco, good job.
Way to go, buddy.
Dumb fucking idiot.
Yeah. I hate him. Did you block him?
Fucking little
bitch. I know this is going out of order. Okay. But we're on the subject of progress.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to have an all-female Wonder Woman screening.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I heard. I did hear.
Not if my lawyers get through with them.
That was what I was going to announce.
What?
Yeah, I guess we'll just get to it.
Yeah.
Our attorney that we talked to.
Oh, did we talk to him?
Because I'm going.
Oh, are you?
Try and keep me out of that theater. Yeah, I fucking dare you.
I'm seeing that movie night one, and I don't give a fuck what the rest of the audience is. I know I'm going to be there.
Oh, it's a movie theater full of little girls and their moms. Literally nobody there will be able to stop me from walking in the door. Right?
Mm. Yep.
Overpowered.
So I'm going.
With my ghost flames, full blast.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be making that noise, and my beard's going to be even fucking longer. Clear freaking path. Out.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'm going to go in more covertly. I'm going to sneak in.
Solid Snake style?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna buy a dress and like a whole wig and everything.
Like a sitcom.
I'm just going to lie.
I'm going to dress as an usher and just stand there.
Oh,
I'm going to buy a ticket to something else.
There you go.
Get a job at the theater.
I'm going to buy a ticket to, one for Baywatch, please. Ooh, yeah. And then I'm going to be like, guess what? Here I am. And I'll sit on the floor in front of the screen. I'll look up. I don't care.
You're going to sneak into the movie by buying a different ticket and walking into the screen you can't be at and go, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, I found my loophole. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, you're right.
Cool. I can't wait for the after credits.
I'm going to organize an all-male screening of The Mummy.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
And we should. Yeah, and if any girl tries to get in there, you're going to end up like the mummy.
Hey, if any girl watching this right now wants to see the mummy, fuck off. That's for us. That's for us guys.
It's a Tom Cruise.
And you know what? I'm going to talk to Universal and make sure the female mummy doesn't survive the movie.
No girl.
Because we're going to
nip
that in the bud right now.
That's in the contract.
Wants to see the mummy. No one wants to see the mummy. So
there's some people out there.
No one does. Tom Cruise.
That's feminist propaganda. Real men want to go.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I don't care if there's an all-girl screening of Wonder Woman because you couldn't pay me enough money to fucking sit in that room.
Oh my God.
The fucking all-girl screening of Wonder Woman does not sound like a fucking fun night at the movies to me. There, I said it. And all the guys who are outraged about it.
I bet it's super fun if you're a girl.
Yeah.
You can go bond with your mom.
But why would you want to be a guy at some place?
Why would you want to be there?
Why would you want to be a guy going to the thing that no one wants you at?
Yeah.
Because
you're
obviously an asshole.
You're an asshole.
My dad went to see the Sex and the City movie.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And told me
he went to that screen.
He was the only guy in the fucking room.
Yeah.
He was the only man there.
Did that too?
Maybe.
Hated it. He fucking felt embarrassed to be there. So there it is.
Honestly, though, this is promoting the movie way better than anything else has. So good on them. It worked.
It all works.
But who cares? God, there's so many more important things in the world to care about one screening in one movie theater that you weren't going to go see anyways.
But this is my question. Is there actual... Is there actual outrage over this, or is there outrage over outrage that
Slow
isn't
news
really
day.
There? Do you know what I mean? Because that happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that happens. Because I kept hearing about how there was outrage that Star Wars had a female lead. I never saw that. I never saw that. But there was articles about, like, get over it, guys. But that may be me.
Slow news day.
I've seen people on Facebook and Twitter.
Mad about this?
Fucking mad about it. And they're just saying, like, imagine if we had an all-guy screening. That would be illegal. This is so fucking unfair.
Yeah.
And that's just it. It's just these theoretical, what if we did the opposite? That would never happen. Yeah.
Well, a bunch of guys on the internet in their 20s are playing devil's advocate?
Weird.
Wow.
I think, you know, girl, well, I mean, you're married to
a girl. I am.
And she goes probably on girls' night, you know, like hangs out with her girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. So do it.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, well, if they did like a guys' night screening of something, then who cares? Do that too. But then I thought, but I wouldn't want to go to that.
I wouldn't want to go to that either.
No.
I don't want to talk to anyone in a movie theater. I want to watch the movie and not worry about anyone else.
Yeah.
Can we organize a Wonder Woman screening that I can go to by myself?
That's what I want.
So go to that one.
I think you're talking about just downloading the movie.
Yeah, we can just tour it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. We'll provide the Pirate Bay BitTorrent link in the
podcast.
Sorry,
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Got it.
Thank you. any Pirate Bay link will do, really.
Anything will do. Anything. Find some Juarez.
I'm gonna get a tattoo of that Pirate Bay logo, like cassette.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's gonna be dope.
Some of the people who work at Disneyland, the Guardians of the Galaxy thing that opened.
Oh, yeah.
The workers got a gift, like an employee gift, and it was a cassette. You know, like he has in the
movie. Oh yeah.
But it was blank. And everyone's like, yeah, no employee has the ability to like add anything to this. Like nobody has that.
So they gave him a cassette
to what, make like their own mixtape?
I don't. Yeah, they were like, was there something supposed
is
to be on
this? Is it branded? Like, does it say Guardians? Yeah.
Oh, it says stuff on it.
Okay. Completely. But it's just a fucking blank 90
minutes. Sorry, you had to work 36 hours of overtime for the launch of this ride. Here's a blank cassette tape.
You think they would put, I don't know, some music from the movies on there?
I think, you know, and like I said, like to make a mixtape, almost nobody has that equipment now. But then I think maybe the management thought that too. Like, what should we put on the tape? I don't think they can fucking play it. All right,
saw a ride through of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Somebody took a camera on the ride and filmed it.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
And it looks like shit. but it's like they're in space, and then at one point the doors open up and you see Disneyland. They're like, wow, look, Disneyland. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they go back into deep space.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so fucking confusing.
I can talk about Disneyland.
Yep.
They reference itself.
No, because you know how Tower of Terror had
showed you.
Yeah, so when that happens, they go, whoa, we've gone so far. That's Disneyland. Whoa, where are we? Whoa. And then they go back into deep space.
That's so fucking lame.
Does it do all this warp shit through space?
Kind of, but it's like the things close and open and close and open.
When it's closed, they use projection to make it look like you're in a bay and there's like a monster coming at you and then it moves again and it randomizes. So you get something different every time.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I can tell you why that's so confusing. I actually have an answer why that's so fucking confusing. Oh, okay. It wasn't going to open. They were going to seal it up and have it be all screens.
Yeah.
And enough people went, wait, you're not going to be able to see over... Because I don't go on it, but isn't that kind of an appeal to it?
No. You're looking over beautiful Anaheim.
At night, I've heard you see all of Disneyland.
But,
cool.
But that's you get a better view from the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel, or
from the Matterhorn.
Yeah. That's just what I've heard. I can't say.
It's so cool, though.
I'm sure it's still cool, but I feel like...
At the last minute, they...
expensive the ride.
Sure, but at the last minute, they... So they went back on that.
I don't know.
And they opened it.
Fire all the Imagineers, and we'll just let the fucking crowds vote on how the rides should go then at that point.
I don't know if it was a consensus or their own decision, but that was the original plan.
That ride sounds like a fucking misery.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to ride it at Game Days.
I thought parts of the... I didn't want to see all of it because I might walk through just the line part. I'm not going to go on it, so I watched that. But some of the line that the stuff you go through seemed kind of cool, but that was the most I could say.
Mm-hmm. Is Howard the Duck in there?
No.
Oh. Is Benicio del Toro in it?
Isn't it his tower?
Oh, okay.
He is. It's
he's the collector, yeah.
That's the setup, right? It's you're in the collector's tower.
You know, I
heard that it's the collector's tower, but it's just filled with old Disneyland memorabilia. Actually, Rocco, you told me that.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was your chance to make this ride cool.
Yeah.
Is fill it with a bunch of weird alien shit. You're Disneyland.
Yeah. Marvel shit.
Conceptualize, Marvel shit or distant alien, like species we've never seen.
Yeah.
You're the company that could do that.
But I have heard since it's opened that it was better than I initially heard. Because a lot of the stuff I heard initially was that they threw some old props in there and that was it. I have heard they did. I don't know if you've seen the walkthrough, but I've heard it's better than it was initially said. I think there's some unique stuff in there. And that's just what I.
I just, you know, if every new Disneyland ride is going to just reference Disneyland, then we're just going to have a feedback loop where every ride is about the park you're in to ride rides that are about the park you're in to ride rides that are about the park you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney made this and was like, no, we'll go off and have a pirate adventure.
Yeah, you left.
We'll go off Fantasy and have a haunted mansion. Yeah. It wasn't like, here's the Mickey Mouse ride. Here's another Mickey Mouse ride.
Well, it's the exact same reason that Disney, or that California Adventure sucked when it first came out. It's like, hey, let's reference Los Angeles in Anaheim.
Yeah, it just never was going to work.
Fuck Hollywood.
Hey, let's put all of California inside of this park, but I can just drive to all of these locations.
Yeah, the Monsters, Inc. ride before it became Monsters, Inc. for a few months was Hollywood limo or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
oh, yeah, I limo. Love that. Yeah.
And you went to people's houses in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It Jesus. Was it was a superstar limo. That's what it was. And you went to Tim Allen's house. And you went to...
I thought it was called Superstar Limo.
And you went to...
You went to Tim Allen's house. There's a bunch of cocaine for you to snore.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
hot rods.
What's his name?
You go to OJ's house. Everybody's fucking throat slit. Blood all over the place.
Gloves don't fit anyone.
Small yeah, you get a free glove.
Everybody gets a free glove that's too small.
You go to Drew Carey's house. So here's the funny thing, though, about that. Prostitute. I just want to say they quit. That was such a disaster. It's such a flop. They quickly, I mean, in the process of months, quickly converted it to Monsters, Inc. Just to get some Disney in there, you know, to actually like make it Disney because they realized their mistake. So when we go on that, this game days, I'll point out, whoever's riding in my car, I will point out, all they did was throw, you know, there's like, in the Monsters, Inc. ride, there's like dudes in jumpsuits, like cleaning you off, and like, have you seen this child? Yeah. Those are all Drew Carey, Tim Allen, they're like, one of them is going like that. That's Jackie Chan. They put a suit over
what
it.
What the
fuck? That's awesome.
They cover those characters!
I have noticed that guy doing that. Yes. Why is he doing that?
And then there's a guy going like that. That was Drew Carey with brochures going like that. So if you ride with me at Game Days, I'm going to point each one of those out
Lucky duck. Derek.
If you ride with me at Game Days, we'll just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, Derek, can I ride with you at Game Days?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm in that car. Okay.
If you don't want to take Professor Rocco's history tour.
If you want, if you want to go to class, ride with me. If you want class.
If you want ass or grass, come with us.
All right, now, if you look at the left, there's a hidden Mickey on the back of this ride, too.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Darn. You get a lot of that.
Burned them, Garrett. It's going to be that exciting.
Rocco, can I ask you another question about the Guardians of the Galaxy really quick?
Yes, but we got to move on.
What the fuck did they do with... One of my favorite parts was how they made it look like the outside of the hotel, like the gardens.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
They decorated...
Wow, stumped him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
That's some professor.
I haven't gone there.
I think they tried to like cover up the fact that it looks like a normal, you know, Earth building.
Yeah.
But it just looks like... Shit.
It's still got all the damage from the original hotel, and they say it took blaster fire.
Fuck off.
Very nice.
So anyway.
Fuck this.
Hey, real fast, let's say thank you to our sponsors real fast. I want to say thank you to MacWeldon.com. I want to say thank you. What's funny about that?
Why are you laughing?
They clothed me today.
They're touching me, and they think it's funny.
Yeah. They're just jealous they don't have any.
I know.
Yeah. They're jealous because they haven't been to MacWeldon.com and gotten the garments that have blessed our undersides.
Ooh.
Oh, every piece of clothing from MacWeldon.com has a quality assurance and guarantee that it'll be the finest thing you ever wear. I can personally vouch for them. I'm wearing their boxers right now, and I feel like
yeah, you know what? See them?
You said people don't want to see that.
Well, I want to
see your dick.
Yeah, it's your boxers. You can show them to me. Just pull them up real quick.
Like a butt cheek. Confirm them. Begrudgingly, he agrees.
Okay, hold on.
It's the only time when Rocco didn't want to show his underwear.
Yeah,
he is unzipping.
Get a good view.
You're going to need to spread them wider.
Does he not want us to see, or why is he keeping it secret?
We're doubters.
Why can't I see?
Those are MacWeldon.
Yes!
But they're Macs.
We got confirmation. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Rocco.
You should have.
Why didn't you finish zipping back up?
I'm getting a good airflow now.
All right.
He's all wide.
Yo.
I don't like it either,
man.
Thank you, Trick.
Go to MacWeldon.com.
Protected.
Go to MacWeldon.com and use offer code MEGA64 to order, and you'll get a 20% discount. Amazing. I also want to thank our friends at Kickapoo Joy Juice, the finest drink ever conceived. Go to drinkkickapoo.com to get a case for yourself, and you can drink your pain away. That's right. Whatever's going on in life, you taste that delicious soda, you're not going to have a care in the world. It's the taste of summer. Go to drinkkickapoo.com. You know what? You can also get a case on Amazon. But better yet, follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter. And you can follow their every move, every step they take. You can find out where they're selling it and, you know, taste it for yourself. It's going to be good. I also wanted to say, shit, I need to hit the button and I didn't do it.
Ooh.
What's the button?
Hit the button. Hit the button, Eric.
Go get up and hit the button.
Can you plug? Yeah. We're going to do some.
Okay.
Rocco's going to go hit the pre-roll.
Don't know if you know this. The
pre-order button.
On Friday, the Neuro shirts went on sale. And
what happened?
It sold out.
You don't say.
Super
popular
fast.
Popular shirt.
I feel like we're in a loop here. We say that every time. But we keep ordering more and people keep buying more, which is great. So thank you, everyone. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to put it on pre-order, as we've done before. We just actually sent out some of the archive hoodies that were pre-ordered in the past. So, you guys can now, in mere seconds, pre-order.
Watching this live.
You hit the button.
Is it on?
Pre-order the Neuro shirt get one as soon as we get it for the manufacturer. We will send it your way.
Oh, that's not all, Sean. What's the other one?
Ooh. Yeah, let the plug master continue.
There was another...
Yeah, what's the other
do
one?
You work here?
Yeah.
The Neuro shirts are going on pre-sale as well as the Rainbow 64
shirts. The Rainbow 64
It's been a while since those... Now, keep it on me. Let's have somebody can do a plug.
Yeah, thank you.
I just killed that first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you do the second one?
They've been gone. They're coming, I think.
He doesn't think so.
In a second.
That's not how
they'll
I
be back.
I sounded so much cooler than
there,
that.
If you were... longing for the Sean
I sounded
style
so much
plug,
fucking better than that.
But just to say it again, the Neuro shirts are on presale and the Rainbow 64 shirts. It's been a while since we've seen the Rainbow 64 shirts available. People were crying about it. Yeah. So we brought them back.
I saw that Rocco put up a Twitter poll of what you wanted, the metal shirt or the Rainbow shirt. So I'm the Rainbow one.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. Pre-orders are up right now. For both of those.
Cool.
Shop.megacityroar.com. Thank you very much.
We'll go fast.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah, so in other, so that you told him everything.
I nailed it.
Okay. Well, Derek had to save him.
Week after week, he continues to nail it.
It's hard to be so good.
The pre-orders will stop probably a week from now.
Sure.
Next Sunday. Hey, what's going on with Mega 64 this week?
Ooh.
We put up a prey. Actually, am I getting ahead of myself?
No, go for it.
Jump ahead.
Pray.
Jump around.
Eat, pray, love. That's right. The behind the scenes of our pray video went up on our channel. If you saw the original pray video, you're going to love the behind the scenes. You get to see a lot more destruction.
Yeah.
You get to see some improvised moments. There's a little bit of a rant. I went on kind of just an improvised rant in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it turned out funny in its own bubble. I had a lot of people telling me that should have been in the video, in the main video.
Mm.
But I think if it had been, it would have
sucked the wind out of the
video. Yeah, it would have been like, go on. Yeah, context is everything. And I think maybe it would have made a point clearer, but that it would have been at the expense of other stuff. So I don't, yeah.
And they still saw it.
Yeah, so, it got up.
We got two videos out of it now.
There
true.
You go.
There it is.
Brilliant. I so good how you say they should have hired somebody to make ads for this game.
Yeah.
That would have been so good if they did that.
Yep.
Man. I wonder if they were even thinking about doing that. I wonder if they even thought of that. They didn't do it. They should have. Wonder why that didn't happen.
No, instead they were really loud at PAX. Their booth was the loudest booth at PAX.
It was very loud.
Got to get the word
That's
out.
True. Yep. It was very loud.
I wish I had some insider information about why they didn't do it, but I don't. I just wish that they would have done it.
Damn. I can't wait to talk to you guys after the podcast.
Hey, we have a Patreon too. And I want to show off. This is our Patreon boxes are going out. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. We want to give you a taste. We don't want to spoil what's in the box because part of the appeal is you get to open it up and see.
Yeah.
And it's a surprise. And there's really cool stuff in there, especially for the top tier people.
Yep.
But for the bottom tier people, I want to show off. These are the buttons that we're going to be sending out this week. Can we get a close up on this? These are some classic quotes that we were able to buttonize this year.
Those are sick.
But you can decide what side you're on.
Yeah,
I mean, wear one or the other. Yeah.
Should Mega 64 die? Good question.
Yeah, good, great question.
Very good question.
If Mega 64 died, it would have no effect on my life. Good statement.
Where do you stand?
Where do you stand? You can go kind of like, I don't know about this, or definite.
Sean,
so you will get to decide when you get this box.
Do you have a favorite? Well, I mean, where do you lie?
You know what? I actually like wearing them both at the same time because that is like a whole conversation. Yeah. Somebody reads your buttons. Should they die? I don't know. What do you think? Look at the next button.
There's your answer.
If they died, no effect on my that. I go team red.
So you're yes. you're
yeah.
If, that's a statement. So you're a state. You're a statesman.
I'm kind of a statesman.
Mm.
But
I'm a questionnaire.
I can't wait for people to see the rest of the Patreon box because it turned out so good.
Really cool.
There is
really
awesome happy with it. Yeah.
We'll be showing off more of it after the patrons start receiving it, so we don't ruin the surprise.
We're going to start sending that stuff out very soon. We're working on it now. So
some of it's already gone out, so check your post boxes. And
it hasn't gone out yet.
Okay, fine. Fuck it. Expose that we're pieces of shit. All right, we're waiting on Sean.
No,
I was trying to make this guy look good, but he doesn't want to do that. So it hasn't gone out. Who knows?
Well, as soon as I possibly can, guys.
As soon as he can handle it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm done.
I got things to do.
Good reason. More great stuff to share. I'm going to hand the show over to you, Sean, because you're the fucking captain of this boat now.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Hey, stocks are up.
It's all going out this week. It's all going out
this week. Yeah, talk about this week. Yeah.
This week.
We are, let's see, what was, where were, oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about, there's a game I've been playing. But I don't even know if we're allowed to speak about it.
We're not. Talk about I've been playing it too.
We've been playing ARMS.
Yeah.
We have ARMS.
You have it early?
We have it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Nintendo saw this.
This is fucking amazing.
Nintendo saw this show when we didn't get all free Switches.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to redeem.
Make up for it.
Yeah.
By giving the guys with Switches free games.
Mm-hmm. You know, Beckett had a birthday party yesterday and then all of his friends were there. And Becca said, we can play ARMS. And his friends were like, that's not even out yet. And I was like,
oh.
Oh, shit.
Coolest
that's
kid.
Fucking cool.
Turns out.
Shit, cool.
Yeah, turns out Becca's dad is rad because it's right here, kids.
So. That is for real. Because I remember, it's not so much of a big deal for me anymore getting games early. Mm-hmm. But I remember when like a store would break street date, you would drive to that GameStop. Because it was always GameStop. And that was such a big deal. But now it's not so much. But yeah, for kids, that must blow their minds. Yeah. Like, dad has ARMS already.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like when you were in school, you'd always hear about the uncle who, my uncle already has Mario 5.
Yeah.
Like, what's Mario 5? Dude, Chicken Mario. Like, everyone had that fucking cut uncle or whatever. Now you're that uncle.
A guy I'm the uncle.
What? Chicken Mario.
My uncle already has Doom 4. Yeah. You know, whatever. And, you know, but that, yeah, anyway, so, but I don't know if we're allowed
to. I think we're not going to, we can't review it yet, but we have played it. We can confirm that.
They did the
test launch.
Test launch.
Watch the podcast of all Beckett's friends, because I'm damn sure they're talking about it. We can't review it, but they are.
Oh no, I didn't even think about that.
Oh no.
I didn't even think about it. Those kids are probably recording.
Yeah, their podcast.
Kids are so savvy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kids do it all on their phone.
Kids these days.
Podcast.
They all have phones.
They do.
They got
didn't your kids get phones this week or something?
It was weird. Now that Beckett's older, like him and all his friends were in Beckett's room and they were all on their own tablet or phone playing Minecraft. But like they're talking to each other and hanging out, but like they were just like,
are they in a multiplayer environment?
No, they're just playing their own game and just hanging out.
You thought they were playing Minecraft.
You gotta school these fucking kids.
It was just like, it's weird.
They weren't playing Minecraft.
Oh fuck.
As soon as you left the room, Minecraft on. Fucking rotten.com up.
Yeah. Styleproject.com.
Yeah.
There we go.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what those kids were going to. Rotten.com and Style Project.
Style Project. A reference so old, even the kid's father doesn't
know. Really fucking out
those
there.
Those guys are fucking loaded up Tor, exploring the dark web as soon as Sean's out of the room.
Silk Road.
Playing MUDs.
Fucking Silk Road and everything.
They're all over albino black sheep.
I don't want you kids exchanging Bitcoin.
Rotten.com, I remember. I remember vividly that going to your house and you showed me like a guy who chewed on a blasting cap.
I think Derek pulled that up.
And
at my house.
No, you pulled that up. With me and has fucked with me up ever
Orgerish.
Since.
Does does Beckett have Snapchat?
No, he doesn't have Snapchat. Which I found out now that you can FaceTime on Snapchat and there's no record of that. Yeah, I did not know that.
Oh, that's how all the
kids
sex.
That's all the sexting. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I would be very scared to hand my kids devices.
Like tweens are sexting. Yeah.
So I wanted to do a new segment this week. His kids on the phones now. I wanted to call it Backseat Parent.
Okay.
So Sean, do a cool intro. Backseat. You're in the driver's seat and in like a van, and I'm in the back and I'm judging. Like, get this shot. Kevin, get this shot.
Get this, Kevin. Zoom in.
Like, I don't know if I like what how he's parenting.
Why don't you just get in a car and film that real fast?
We'll do that later.
What? I know something that you don't.
Yeah, I know something. A bit.
Yeah, chroma key the purple.
Anyways, what's the point of this?
What's the point of this bit?
No, ahead. I'm just saying. That's scary as hell.
It is.
Scary.
They're linked up to my account, though, so they have to, like, if they want an app, they have to, like, request my permission and put in my password to get the app.
Does Apple make that easy?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's
cool. It's a thumbprint. I just put my thumbprint on if I like it, and I can say deny.
But I mean tying your... Because it's always a fucking hassle when you have your iTunes account tied to other people.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's super easy. And then, like, I just tell them, like, oh, they're under 18, and then...
What,
like,
if they jailbreak their phones?
Then I guess they win. If they can figure out to do that, then whatever Snapchat they want to get, they fucking get.
I remember that was a joke. That was a joke on... Whose show was it? Was it Stephen Colbert or some... I don't remember. But they said how kids were, like, jailbreaking their phone to... get there's certain like apps, you know, like some people have iPads in the classroom.
Yeah.
Like some students have that. They were jailbreaking them to get like encode the, you know, there's, oh, you can only use this one app. Well, they were jailbreaking it to have that app have the answers or something like that. And they said, like, if the kid can figure that out, then they shouldn't have to qualify. They shouldn't have to do the test.
Advanced
to qualify
classes. School. Yeah.
They should qualify immediately for the CIA.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny, but anyway. But yeah. So anyway,
it's like Last Starfighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selection it program.
Is. It is. Hey, real quick, before we move on from games into the next thing, I've been playing this game, Marvel Heroes. It's free on PS4. Check it out. That game rules.
That game rules. Ultimate Alliance. Really? It's free?
It's great. It's a lot like Ultimate Alliance. It's free. It's free on PS4.
Check it out. Eric, who are you playing?
Rocket Raccoon!
Is it Bradley Cooper's voice?
No.
What do you use?
Gambit.
I use Ghost Rider.
That's all.
I have heard
our segment on Marvel Heroes.
I have heard there's a very, very impressive Rocket Raccoon animatronic on the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That was the one part that even people who hated on it.
I know who X-23
is. Okay.
Even people who hated on the ride said the part with Rocket Raccoon was cool because he was like there. He was like
physically there.
There.
Wow. Like that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that's so if you want to see a real talking raccoon.
They should have Paul McCartney in Galaxy Guardians 3.
No.
Never mind then.
He was the perfect pirate.
You see what happens when you turn the show over, Derek?
I'm going to stop. I'm going to give up.
I thought you were going to say add him to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That they should.
He should be singing Rocky Raccoon, like serenading the fucking raccoon.
Oh,
his name's Rocket.
That's
where they took the name from.
I didn't mean to shoot that.
You know what? I think you're right. They didn't even think that. That adds up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that.
Did Disney hire Johnny Depp to just, like, be in that fucking costume in the Pirates ride? Because I keep seeing video.
For a day, he was, yeah.
And he just says random shit to people that go by and not expecting to see him?
He was hiding. He's there full time now.
Yeah.
He lives there.
One day. I feel so bad for the... I said it before, but I feel so bad for the employees because every day now it's... Is he in there?
Ugh.
Nope. No. That was one time.
That was one time for a commercial.
Course.
That's it.
Like, and he told those ladies to jump in the water. It's like, don't say the things you really don't want them to do.
He said
Disney's probably freaking out over that.
Say it.
He said in someone I know got an Instagram video where they were there.
Yeah.
And there's one point where he said, like, oh, perfect, I need an escape vehicle. Everyone walk out into the ride. Just get out and I'm taking your boat. And then he went, wait. I don't need this lawsuit. I don't need it. It's like he like caught up to what he was saying. Yeah. But anyway, he's not he, one time.
I don't need this.
I don't need that. It's like he could just see the train coming. You know what I mean? Anyway,
Johnny Depp should just hang out at Disneyland as Captain Jack Sparrow always, because ladies love Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ladies love.
I know
Captain.
He's going through all these relationship problems, whatever. But he would get a new girl so fast in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Has they, he thought of that?
They just
bring back the guy as a face character.
Yeah, for a while. I mean, a decade ago, Jack Sparrow was a face character at Disneyland,
they
got rid of it because there were so many sex propositions and shit like that happening. It was such a problem that they got rid of him. But he's back,
dude.
But they did one thing different.
Huh.
If there's anything like that, he throws an iPhone at him so fucking hard.
He just nails him.
Yeah.
In the face?
Just throws a glass of wine as hard as he can.
That's fucking...
So, yeah, it's kind of a different take on it.
That is so insensitive.
No, but he really is back. Jokes aside, he really is back.
What are they going to do? I mean, women that go to Disneyland are still empowered enough to propose, you know, blowjobs behind the...
I propose a blowjob.
Is that
empowerment?
Excuse me, Jack.
Yes.
Excuse me, Captain Jack.
2017.
I'm a liberated woman, and I would like to propose I do a blowjob on
you. Is he supposed to go for it or not? I mean, is it at his discretion
for a blowjob?
He can't break
I just could. Can't, I can't believe
can't
that.
Can't break character.
I just can't believe that really happens.
It happens
like,
a lot.
Like, I read the article about the guy who was the face, who played him at the park, and how horrific it was. But I just
feel
like... No, but you know, but
have you seen some of the tourists at Disneyland?
I feel so bad for that. But I just, it brings a tear to my eye.
It's weird, though, because I've seen celebrities at Disneyland, and it's like when you're at Disneyland and you see a celebrity with their kid, like, people, like, are know well enough to, like, you know what? They're with their kid.
Yeah.
Because I remember someone I know saw Christian Bale there with his daughter.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
And it was, and no one bothered him. It was like, he's there with his kid, you know, just.
Yeah.
So I would just think, like, if there's that understanding there generally, like, why wouldn't there be with the fucking face character of Jack Sparrow?
Hey, you know, so that's their job.
Eric fucking proposed, made a proposition to Snow White. What, are we going to get Snow White out of Disneyland now?
Yeah.
You did that?
I don't know.
Proposing to be. I'm going to propose to that raccoon.
I got to think for Elsa.
I'm an empowered man. I'm going to proposition.
If there's anything at Disneyland I don't like, I'm going to ask to suck its dick until they get it out of there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a good
idea.
Hey, the Cars from Cars, I'm going to suck your dick.
Life hack.
You know what? I don't know if I like this Cars ride. I'm going to suck Lightning McQueen's dick.
Exactly. Pipe.
Give me that tailpipe.
Yeah, tailpipe.
Give me that fucking tailpipe.
The whistles go woo.
Life hack.
Cars Land is okay.
I like Cars Land.
What can we get rid of? You know, the Bugs Land.
Yeah.
Do bugs have dicks?
Antennas.
I'm going in there and I'm propositioning all the bugs to use their antennas on me.
Yeah. Just fucking
fill your holes
in very creative ways.
Yeah.
Fuck. You got more than one leg.
The backside of water. Water have a dick?
Yeah, really.
You suck that water down? Ooh, you're thirsty.
Ooh, this water reminds me of cums. I'm going to do that on every fucking ride. Every time I go on that ride.
Take the mic from the guy and say
take the microphone from the guy and say,
throw him with the gun.
This water reminds me of cum. that waterfall will be gone.
That'll be a new ride in a day. That's probably what happened with the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Rod Serling's dick.
Okay, and then that. Oh man, this is. I've always wanted to do an impression of Rod Serling getting a blowjob.
A
most unusual sex act. Certainly not the last. A massive load firing into the dead night of the Twilight Zone.
We are entering a new realm. A realm of.
A realm of sight and sad. That was a twist.
This is O-Face.
All right, bring it back.
I would want to see Rod Serling's dick. I take back my previous statement.
That show is good enough.
I want to see that.
We've come around.
I want to see that. Now you want to see a dick.
Yeah, Rod Serling's.
This guy just learned something
about himself. Only Rod Serling and no one else.
We have officially.
This guy wants to see a dead dick.
He sees dick and then the hole opens.
Fucking zombie cock. Yeah. That's what you're into?
Here it is. Sight, not just of sight and sound, but of cock.
And blows.
Oh man, oh god,
it's been a lot of dick talk on the show today.
You know what's funny though, in all honesty, there was an old ride in Tomorrowland called Adventures Through Interspace where you were in a, it's one of my favorite gone rides from the 60s. It was like a microscope shrunk you down, and I remember there were long stretches of that ride that were in total darkness because they didn't have the effects to do stuff. So you just hear a narrator go, oh, now I'm getting even smaller. Oh, no. And now it's, oh, this is getting worse.
Theater of the mind.
But I always heard that sex happened on that ride.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So maybe that's why it's gone.
Yeah.
I never put two and two together on
that. You only need 2.5 minutes.
And
I need less than that, bro.
And men.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes is like the bare minimum.
That's about right.
Yeah.
So now I just finally put it together. That's probably why it's gone.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway.
Someone blew the ride.
Yeah, they had an adventure in outer space.
Yeah.
Well, in outer space.
Yeah.
In her space. There you go.
Cool.
What else could we do, Derek? Thinking of any new ones?
Yeah, think of, we're just seeing what sticks.
Seeing what sticks.
It's real fucking sticky.
Yes. The old riding room.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We do have PPS uploaded to the Mega 64 archives.
Mm, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Is it good?
It's on the.
What'd you play?
I mean, you guys like wrote it down.
That's written right there.
Dr. Ryan was my guest, and we played.
Oh, that's lame.
Deception 4, Nightmare Princess.
Mm. Which is, ooh, nice. What the fuck? Did was you it find like... her Nightmare Prince?
Oh.
That what's that?
Did you find your Nightmare Prince?
No. That's only, cool. We only got through the tutorial.
I was thinking of a different Ryan.
No, it was fun. It was an exhaustive... I don't remember much of it.
You kind of passed out for a little bit. I took over.
It's been a little bit of a blur, but it was an interesting show.
You passed out?
Yeah. I've been super overworked, so I'm like...
I just give him a little massage.
A little woozy, and then nice.
And then you just go sleep.
Can I plug something real quick?
Yeah.
You guys give me permission?
Okay.
Okay. I've had a lot of people asking me, there's a new Twitter that people have been asking me, is this really you or is this a faker? I do have a personal Twitter now.
Mm.
We're going opposite here.
Rocco _ Bodie is me. It's not that, there was some loser that kept tweeting about going to KFC. That wasn't me. I don't tweet about that.
Are you sure?
I go to KFC in private.
Mm.
So it was not
like
me.
An adult.
Yes. So that is me.
Are you verified?
No. Not yet.
If you get verified in a fucking hoodie for that Twitter account, I'll be pissed.
You rack up a second hoodie.
Just know that we won't be friends anymore if that happens.
I'll burn all your hoodies.
Get ready.
Hey, let's plug all our Twitters. Why not?
Yeah.
I got a Twitter @Gustafo. It's spelled the same way as my YouTube channel. So check it out. I was tweeting about Alex Trebek. I was watching Jeopardy the other night. True story. Final Jeopardy was a question, and the answer was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That was the answer to Final Jeopardy. And Alex Trebek, somebody wrote, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He went, you're right. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Michelangelo. Leonardo. And Da Vinci. Moving on. Guy's not as smart as I thought.
I want to say though, I'm going to continue this plug, but I'm going to do what you cannot.
Okay.
I'm going to massage your ego a little bit here.
Wow.
I'm going to say I thought Derek made a masterful personal channel video this week.
Yeah.
You had what is the official title? Fidge God?
Fidge God.
Fidge God.
I made a video about fidget spinners. It got posted around a couple places.
Yeah.
It got posted on our subreddit and some other subreddits.
Yes. I saw them. Yeah.
Posted on the Million Dollar Extreme subreddit.
Oh, really?
Which there was a great comment on there. I'll sum it up. You are a bitch to the trends you grasp at to stay relevant.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Damn, I thought there was some crossover with those fans.
Fucking Jesus.
It went on too, but that's the part that really stuck with me.
Tight.
Because I read that and I'm a bitch to the trends I grasp at.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say anything.
To stay relevant. I didn't know my personal YouTube channel was relevant or that I was trying to stay relevant.
But you're a little bitch.
But I am a bitch to the fads.
You're a little bitch.
A bitch to the fads. Anyways, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the plug.
I made one too. Really I'm gonna plug.
I like that video.
Your video inspired my video.
Thank you. See, I'm the grandfather to his awesome video. My video is admittedly shitty, but look what it spawned.
You
but
have video? I think I'm going to have to say this. I hate to get it out there. I think you cheated. Because spinning this, I think you used the can air.
We did use can air.
I did see that.
Like fast.
I think a lot of people think cheaters. That's just your finger.
Yeah.
I think
also, Kevin did that first. I just filmed him doing that.
Wait, I didn't see that.
You guys were talking about, we filmed these fidget spinner videos, and I just had this thought like, I want to dress like Vampire Hunter D.
I remember you said
and
that.
And make a fidget spinner video set to a Gucci Mane song where I act like I'm the coolest person on earth.
Mm hmm.
And that's the video. Fidget God. Check it out.
You did a great job.
Now I got a cool hat.
Yeah,
that's a really
yeah. That is a cool hat.
It's like an Undertaker. You got that for the video?
I bought that for the video.
Oh, tight.
Oh, nice.
That was like, I thought the piece that brought that whole wardrobe together was like the band on the leather hat.
I thought it was the sandals.
Yeah.
Sandals are great.
Sandals are pretty good.
Yeah.
Good shot of that. I picture you having like a part-time job at Wendy's, being real into tobacco.
I actually took, Rocco, we use this in the Timbo video, there's a spinner watch.
Yeah.
I had a lot of B footage. One of it was spinning the watch and the spinner at the same time.
Nice.
Ooh. Didn't make it into the video, but, you know, B-roll letting you know.
Yeah, there you go.
It was there.
The fact that you're able to spin it and throw it up and catch it, I've been trying that since you put that on the video. That's fucking impossible.
I did it my first time, Ryan.
Yeah, whatever, so. I haven't seen that. I've seen him do it, so I trust him.
Dude, they got you. God. They got all of y'all.
He set the bar.
But yeah, I want to say that was good. I'm going to say too, I'm going to throw it over to my, I'm going to speak for myself and someone else here too.
Yeah.
But I'm doing, on my personal channel, I'm doing a new like monthly thing with Kevin, where we talk, because sometimes when we're on streams or there's a long after show or whatever, you know, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes I do become Professor, you know, Professor Disney, as I mentioned with the Monsters, Inc. thing. But sometimes people ask, like, hey, can you just, you know, talk about this one thing and go on? And I could talk for a fucking hour about it. Once a month, we're going to do that. Kevin and I are going to do that about some weird old Disney thing. So I'm doing a monthly thing. Call what? What happened?
We're left out.
I mean, if you want to,
it's just you. It's him and Kevin,
dude. Yeah,
special, you and Sean should special, do something.
We should. Yeah, we'll do our own.
About maybe our own special. I want to
make our own special relationship.
We should make one and have exactly the same format, but it's be way better.
We should follow them to Blue Bayou and sit behind them.
Yeah, and then guess what they're talking about. And how figure out the same.
Follow them around. They're doing
your annual passes.
I got one, baby.
They just.
I need an annual pass. I'm the Fidge God.
The whole podcast is shot like. Like they're shooting through bushes at Kevin and Rocco eating dinner. You know
what? I saw their podcast. I recommend it. It's interesting. Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I think I'll try to get it on iTunes because I was like, well, it is. It can't be just audio. So I was thinking I'd do that, but once a month. Whatever.
I do feel bad for the couple that went to Blue Bayou and was inadvertently filmed the entire time.
Oh, whatever.
And probably had the really nice fancy dinner ruined by these two nerds.
Whatever. Who cares? Anyway. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, once a month, something like that, that'll be on my channel.
Cool.
Sean, your Twitter?
At Sean Fatfield. I was too lazy to get the real one. So Sean Fatfield. It's the best Twitter on the internet. A lot of people have me muted. I think that was an accident. They didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, you sure about that, huh?
I'm pretty sure.
Nobody has me muted.
It's so funny.
Do you have
things that I say.
Do you have a lot of people muted on your Twitter? Like people you follow and you're like, I'm on mute them.
I have a couple, but then like it's always like a timeout. Like, all right, you're kind of heavy on this right now. I'll check back in a couple months.
I forget to check back in though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There's some people I follow that I love to death. I mean, some of the best people in the world that just post their picture every single day, you know, and it's like, I'm going to take a break.
Uh-huh. I'm sure people have me muted. No hard feelings.
No, I'm absolutely sure people have me muted.
Yeah. Whatever. Once again, nobody has me muted. I know for a fact.
Boom.
Hell yeah. Everything I say is loved universally.
You're it.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter?
Eric, you see, here's where we come to the crossroads.
Do you know that?
I don't promote my Twitter.
This is when I make. When I have the podcast, I have a whole folder of things that are important. Like I have like the PO box and the email, whatever. And in that is your because I throw in there every now and then just as put it in there.
I wish you would.
Hey, can we just get a shot of Garrett? Garrett, just stay quiet. And Sean, just put his Twitter URL over him right now.
Easy peasy.
Got it. Done. It's been plugged.
Great job.
Sean promised me the next time he said easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
He would follow it with lemon squeezy.
Sorry.
There we go.
And
can you still say Japanesey?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Eric.
Go ahead.
Hit the button.
No! I should go.
Good night!
I should go.
You should go.
I should go.
Sorry. You should excuse yourself and go.